and the Deputy Minister join me in my court of Harvey Motsoeng criminally charged and to have him pay back the money that he took accordingly, because it's effectively the same issue. So would they agree if we should treat both equally? Thank you.
Honourable Keller?
And you, Chair. Just few issues. On that. On the CEO, what you discovered concerning the contract which was entered and then you acted. When will that be finalized? So I'm sure in the next meeting, if we can get maybe when we call you, or if you can maybe forward to the chairperson some time frame around finalizing that contract thing. And then secondly, just one other question on the staff who's suspended. Is he suspended or she suspended with this? Otherwise, I must commend you guys. I hope and I think you'll continue with this approach and achievement, because I'm sure, as I can see in your report, you have achieved quite a lot. But I must also encourage you to make sure that you put in place mechanisms to achieve being honest, unqualified, because you have been achieving unqualified. So that you are one of the examples which we can hold in high esteem. And then the other issue which I think Chair here needs to be corrected. Because we're going to keep on harping on this issue. There is a mechanism and platforms here to hold cabinet members to be accountable. That is why there's a separation. When we call, exercising our oversight, calling department officials about their work, about what is happening in the country, with the view of going back to the minister or the cabinet and saying, this is 1, 2, 3, you are not doing. So this tendency of diamond has been smuggling your political views to officials, it must be discouraged. I think, Chair, you must take firm stand on that. Don't even allow members when we begin to do that. Because we have platforms, we have questions, written and oral. We have parliament there to deal with political issues. But if we want now to subject the administration in that, then it becomes a problem. I think as from now, you should take a very strong and firm position on that. We can even, as this committee, call the minister himself, or herself, the minister themselves, to come in account. And we don't want to, at that time, officials, DG or chairperson of board, want the minister to face us in the committee in account. So we have those platforms. I don't know this tendency and this disease of wanting to politicize our administration and public service. So I will appeal to you, don't allow that.
Okay, there are the questions, possibly on issues of particularly political. There are areas where we're allowed as members of parliament to even conceptualize snap debates, where we feel that there's an area where we need to really and now to discuss or debate, where we as a committee can be able to say we want to debate on a particular matter and becomes much easier, then they intend to meet quite freely on a political content. This was then said, you know, the new things in our committee, where there's a proclamation that the departments and other people feel that it was not supposed to. So we can stop that into, you know, debate and engage politically and debate those matters. It becomes a little bit complicated if they are integrated within, you know, maybe general questions that, you know, what most of the questions that members do are, some of them are real good or oversight. Sometimes they get intertwined with politics and then they become a little bit complicated. And the proposal is not opportunity to really look into. Let's all allow ourselves to engage, you know, and utilize appropriate platforms so that we don't integrate. We don't want to, sometimes that you find that you want to defend a particular area or to move towards it. That's what the members would term censorship, and don't want that. We therefore want to freely engage wherever we want to engage, but we also need to use platforms. I realize the areas that need this debate, and I think we will actually put them also forward. Or any engagement, any political engagement, where we care matters, you know, clear the atmosphere. For instance, okay, let me not get into details, I leave it there, but there are areas where we will require some debate as members, and we can be able to deal with it. You know, it's correct for us to deal with it, to clear matters, to, you know, argue, and we can also put them into the National Assembly, the House, for a debate, a proper debate, where we can be able to say some issues. Now, nonetheless, honourable members, there are questions that the members have posed. There are suggestions that also have been made, but on when there is a requirement for responses, can I also allow responses as a follow-up question?
I sort of learn from what you just said.
Okay.
Yeah. Can you just give us some more guidance on precisely which issues you think we're allowed to talk about in the committee? Which issues we can't talk about, because I think we really need some clarity on which issues you're going to allow us to talk about and which issues you're not going to allow us to talk about.
No. Honourable member, please. I never said the issues that you should talk about and the issues you shouldn't. You know what oversight is. You do it the way you understand it. My opinion is that quite often I find that political issues get intertwined sometimes. And I'm sure you do need space and time to engage also on a political platform. I actually suggest that some other issues might subject them to the issues of substantive debate or engage politically. I can give you an example of issues that I believe that now they require some substantive debate, but I think it will be my opinion. That's why I don't want to go further and see this issue and that issue. I think members can also indicate that we need a debate on this matter. We need a debate rather than me. But I will sit here. With all the oversight that has been taking place, many times and often we find ourselves, you know, doing more, you know, on our political, actually political issues rather than oversight. And of course, there are also very critical and good questions and interactions that take place. I'm not necessarily saying there's no balance, there's no objectivity, but I feel that there are areas that still needs to be subjected to further debate. Based on, you know, I can give you a clear example of what happened between the deputy minister and yourself earlier on as well. It shows that there are areas where we really need to debate. Honourable Sir, is that a hand?
Yeah, very. I think if we were to put the honourable member in issue, because my view is that the some of the issues that we might want to raise, which have something to do with the presentation, which might need the political component, the portfolio committee, sense of the entity, going forward. So there's nothing wrong in saying, in us improving on the work of the entity, for example, there are these critical issues that have been raised. Can we engage on those issues at our level as the portfolio committee in the absence of the entity, as well as the over and above those that need the entire house for debate? But what we are seeing, we're not necessarily like reducing, lowering the bar in terms of engagement, but we're saying it might really be very unfair to expect officials to engage on some of these issues. Thanks.
Honorable David.
Thank you, Chair. I think it's deeply ironic that we're trying to shut down debate in the Communications Portfolio Committee once again. My honorable colleague here says that some of us are trying, I presume he means me, are trying to smuggle in issues into the committee, but actually the contrary is happening. this country is trying to smuggle out issues so that we don't actually have correct advertising evidence. That's actually what's happening.
I think we've got a committee meeting where we have representation, and we're engaging on different issues. Can we pack those matters for our discussion as members? Can we allow the members to finalize their responses so that we're mixing up?
Chair, I have something substantive to say.
The responses, finalize the responses, and then allow members to also engage openly on matters that seem to raise, so that we don't end up not knowing what is it that we have to respond to and what is it not to respond to. Because now we're getting this into our own debate. I'm taking that matter. You proceed, Honorable Davis. I'm not stopping. But at the moment, can we then, are there areas that you are responding to the questions that you posed?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Honorable Davis wants to know if, as I was nodding earlier on when the team made presentation that actually made reference to the fact that they found one of the staff members who defrauded the company or in terms of the academic qualification. And I remember, I would love to respond to that question with a smile on my face, but unfortunately I've got to wait for the cake and you know. Thank you.
Chairperson of HR asked to speak on the matter, so I would like to ask him to respond on the matter of qualifications, and then CEO will close on that matter. And I think that's the only matter that we have not responded to. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, Honorable Kekala wanted to check if we were contemplating opening a criminal charge against a particular employee, or whether we were contemplating to sue the particular employee for the remuneration that was earned by her. The report that we received from the executive was that the qualification that was misrepresented was not a prerequisite for her appointment. In other words, her dismissal was merely based on the fact that she was dishonest to say, I have this particular qualification, but it was not a prerequisite for her appointment. So she could still have been appointed with her grade 12 without that qualification. So in a nutshell, we will have no basis, therefore, to sue her for the money that she has earned. Yes, thank you.
All right. Okay, in the light of our responses, I'm sure members are satisfied. Honorable Davis, I did thank you, and I indicated that I'm not stopping you, but I just wanted to clear that aspect. You can proceed.
Thank you, Chair. You know, you mentioned earlier that things are coming intertwined with politics. And that's precisely the problem, is that many of these entities have become intertwined with politics, and there's undue political interference into them. And there's a lot of scope in the legislation for there to be political interference. We've seen political interference right here today with the business of the Deputy Minister instructing you what to do and instructing the board what to do and what not to say. Now, my point is precisely that when I raised the question earlier, I said, how does the Formal Publications Board feel in terms of its protection? Does it feel that it can carry out its mandate without political interference, given the way that the Act is structured and given the location of the Formal Publications Board in this new department? And that's a very simple question to the chairperson of the Foreign Publications Board. And it's not a political question. It's asking them about their mandate and whether they feel that the mandate is threatened. So I don't see why that's a political question. I don't see why political questions are a problem in any event. But I would really like an answer to that question. I'd like the Foreign Publications Board to tell us, without interference from the minister, the deputy minister, pardon me, how they feel about that. Thank you.
Okay, I did ask that, did we get all the questions that we satisfied with? I needed us to discuss our matter, but it shows that there are issues that we're not satisfied. I wish you could have raised that immediately when I said we're all satisfied with members about questions, so that we don't want to discuss other things to take us back. It's important for us to also, you must also ask members assist me to facilitate this meeting, because if we move backward and forward, it comes unfortunately. But nonetheless, can we get a response on that? Honorable Davis, please. In future, if I ask members, are you all satisfied, can then move on our issues, but I thought that those no longer.
So I was making an input earlier, and you cut me off and put towards the end, so now I'm making it now.
I asked if all members had been cleared in terms of questions. And also, honorable members, the difficulty that is being created when we have dealt with a matter, for instance, a matter between yourselves and honorable members, I mean, I dealt with it, I thought it's through. Once you come back again, you go back to the same matter. You know, I mean, it really makes us to move on and backwards and forward. The agents. Yes, before the response, Honorable Teddy, Honorable Magician handed up as well.
I did not read you well earlier on when you said we want public issue. But my opinion was that we want to allow the entity to respond to issues concerning themselves in terms of the presence and then the link. That was my So that if we allow that is fine with all issues concerning the provinces, then let the issue be. Unless it, because my thinking is that well, some of us are still confused on whether this case is relevant to this one. I'm still confused.
Well, of course, I didn't want to say release because sometimes it's read so wrongly. You know, I mean, most of the time interpreted in various ways. You know, I wouldn't, they're free to say if they want to, but they can be released, of course, if it's true. But now there's a question that is directed to them again. So based on moving backwards and forward, but because that's how now the court is going to run. We'll be moving backwards and forwards, and definitely I'm not going to accept that in the near future. I want to clean this area. It must be corrected things. For now, let me allow that their response be taken on board. And then after that response, then if we still need to engage on our own, can we then proceed? Honorable Madish, and then Honorable Gala.
Thanks, Chair. And my colleagues, let's protect the members of the board here. Well, be it one would have reason to say, respond right away. I wish to say that Robert Davis, well, be it, I must say that I agree with you. There are two things that you are going to have. Number one, that which the members here will put on the table may not be, you know, scientific, because they will be in a corner themselves. Okay? Let us release them. And then, the which has got to be discussed, let it be discussed when we as MPs are here. You obviously may have a problem. You obviously may have dissatisfactions here and there. Let's deal with that. After which, we then will be able to say to the board, this is what we want, etc., etc. This is where we believe you ought to implement it in this way, but you are not doing that. But this is exactly what you need to do. So I therefore will appeal honorable member that we put that aside, and when we remain alone, may it be today or after today, we should be able to discuss this and other issues within that kind of realm so that we can be able to move forward properly. Thanks. I hope you will agree with me.
The suggestion that the board must be released, but I still had Honorable Kalako.
Thank you, Chair. I would agree with Honorable Matisse. He is correct when he said he must protect the board. But you see, Honorable Matisse, we are dealing with another animal here, the TA. Because Honorable Matisse is bank, and we are not going to allow it. He thinks he's going to come here in this committee meeting and use the officials of department on a pretext of as if he wants some opinion. Use them and turn them against the government, against their principles. That is it. That's what the DA approach is. So we are not going to allow that at all. And that is why I insist immediately when you pick up, he might even go out and call, he's living in another world of some
conspiracy of people who want to send some things in the committee and who are suppressing views in the committee. I don't know where he gets that.
Let him get that exception.
But we are not going to allow that. Officials, when are here, we want them to account on everything done by officials in Parliament. When the board is here, we want the board to account on its mandate. What question you ask the board, what is your, do you have, are you having a mandate which is not interfered? Who interfered with the mandate? If he, you must not throw that question to them. You must not be a coward. You must raise it himself directly to ministers and tell the minister that, no, you are interfering, or this government is just, you must not be a coward and want to use the officials of departments in the government. He's got a tendency. And that's their approach of wanting time and again to turn these officials. And as for the ministers will come, will call them in the committees. The ministers are members of parliament, in fact, first and foremost. We will want them to appear before the committee. We question them about the department and want the answers from DGs or from the board, directly from them. And it has been a parliamentary practice that when the minister is available or she is available, can attend the committee meeting with his or her department when it comes to make recommendations. Why should we tell the ministers? In fact, people who are banned on Sergeant's court, they have grown up with censoring people. We don't have that tradition. You will want to censor. That's what they do in their party, censoring people and censoring things. So we're not going to allow that.
That's why Honourable Madisha requested that we release the court if we want to engage concerning. And I still think it's an open question for them. We release them. Yes, of course, I've allowed this because I feel for a very long time. It will come to a situation where I'm unable to share the meeting. At some point, if we want to discuss things again, then let's do that. Because we cannot have meetings where we don't agree in terms of this should be. Let's just talk. And in that, I don't know if we have reached consensus here that we allow the board to leave. And with the political issues will be answered by the deputy minister who's here. We will answer the political issues. Okay, no problem. Let them deal with that first. Yeah, thanks.
Thank you, Chair. In light of the discussion raised earlier, I agree with, but it's important that probably we have a proper platform to engage with the issues that we seemingly don't understand each other on. But Honorable Chair and members, Honorable Davis earlier on said, I have just political interfered right now in front of you. I haven't heard anyone saying that has not happened. I want to understand what your understanding of political interference. Because what it is, Chair, was to respond to the political questions that were put there, to say, in whatever that we do as public representatives, it doesn't matter which party we come from, whether now you're in government or parliament, but let's not put our officials in a difficult task. I even made reference to the question that was asking with regards to their relocation from Home Affairs to Department of Communications. Honestly, which response to others can ask people that cannot decide on their feet about it? Who does that? If that is political interference, if that is political interference, then it's fine, we are going to interfere if that's his division. But Chairperson, there is one thing again. It's going to happen next time when these entities come here, next year, whenever. They are not going to respond to political questions. That's why we are here. If we don't have a platform to engage ourselves as politicians, then we decide to use this platform, we will respond as a podcast about of the entities. When I made the introductory remarks earlier on, I said the Film and Publications Board has formally requested ourselves in the ministry to invite all members of parliament to go and see how they do their work. That means they have a platform whereby they will ask and check, not just get the response from whoever that says it. They have an opportunity. If they think
there are things that you are hiding in the last 3 weeks the proclamation has been made. They can have got etiquettes and whatever. They can just fly to the office, check with the staff and get the information that they're looking for. But they are not going to respond to cold call questions whilst I'm here. Thank you, sir.
Okay, I'm still saying that let us continue this engagement, but let's release our guests, and we want to, before we release you, of course, in parallel discussions are for us and so on. We thank you for the task, you know, that we told you to do. You delivered what you did, and you responded accordingly. The political matters will be left to politicians. Definitely it's not your area to be political. You are at work, you're hired. You've got your performance indicator, agreement. You need to perform on that. The political issues, yes, it's true. I also emphasize, because I did indicate even in the past, that when the ministers are not here, it becomes problematic because political issues cannot be taken by anybody. But if they're here, like the deputy minister says, it's better because then they can report to the political. You deal with your work, and thank you very much for having responded to our call. We have engaged with you. There's so much that we still need to do. We have identified areas that require us to follow up on you, including oversight. We have also identified, you know, we'll discuss among ourselves, areas where we do need to visit and then look into in detail. Well, I cannot say this is the area because there's no consensus as a set. We're going to go to start learning. We will also engage with you broadly. Thank you very much.
Chairperson, on a point of clarity, are you releasing people of their own free will or must they leave the
debate? I know that one is what you're watching. You did hear me. I thank them for participating. And we did that, and they can be released.
I think
good for us to discuss this issue and going straight to the overrides and legislation and debates are different, totally different. And for sure, all of us, we must be reminded that to exercise an oversight role is only to monitor. It's only to monitor the work that is done by the department or by the government. And if we need to debate, it's another issue. Debates, all of us, we know that are there in the legislature, where we know that in the National Assembly will be debating issues. So, all, especially honorable ladies, must be reminded that UK is not good for this committee. And I wanted to say that to my colleagues. Please, you must not play those games in front of the officials. If he wanted to do, let him request a meeting, but a good way of playing it. In the National Assembly, there is a time of debate, motions, statements, and other things. Those are the things that he's supposed to do. If there is a political interference, let him go to read it there, as a motion, and debate it. If one has substance to what he believes that ministers and deputy ministers are interfering. So we must be clear on what we are saying now. That honorable ladies, maybe you have your own definition, but you should tell us what is that definition, so that we must not keep on every day rectifying it. I remember that now is the third time so talking about one thing, to say that please assist me, don't do this. That is repeating every time and then. I guess we should give honorable ladies chance to tell us what is understand. You're right. What is oversight? What is debate? Maybe he will need political debate. Maybe he will now start to get clarity that if he wanted to debate, now he was even smuggling some this issue. What an offense. It's an offense to us, this thing. Because of it, they took us to court. Thereafter, he came back himself as to intervene it here. What is of undermining? Or maybe he thinks that he's still yesterday. One day, they see us as things, not as a human being. We don't want to reach that level. He must know exactly that, in fact, South Africa is maybe the best democratic government that is well-managed in the world. Because of, if we can remember of what they said yesterday, I can see himself sitting next to his and smiling. If I can remember that. So my forgiveness to those, it shows that I can be equal to God. Because if my family is DM can be killed in front of me, it will be a rumor until I die. And killed by the same time. So today he is coming with another thing. We appreciate him, he doesn't want to appreciate us. So he must be put into his position. He must understand that for us to be with them in this room, we sacrifice many things. And he must not remind us the yesterday issues. So, please, in my conclusion, before we can even debate many issues, Honorable Davis, let him tell us what he understands before we can debate many things. What he understands between the overhead and debate. Because if he wanted to... Now, I was confused. You saw what I did. When he was raising the issue. And I told him, I just said to him, I'm trying to whisper to him to say, no, man, it's not the thing. But he just talked. You know, typically, I think that he is trying to undermine and show us that we cannot think. We cannot think. That's why we are meeting here. But he can make us to come alone. So that attitude is not good. So let us check this oversight. Thanks, Chair.
Good afternoon,
Honorable Davis, Honorable Tim.
Thank you, Chair. I must say I'm quite stunned by some of the accusations that my honourable colleague has made. And I really don't know what he's insinuating. But let me explain to the committee, seeing as I've been asked to do that, what I think oversight is in a constitutional democracy that our party, as well as your party, fought for.
Our time now to interrogate each other. When ANC was...
Okay, person, I will speak. I'm not sure if this is a point of order or... what.
Yeah, no, it's an order. It's an order. That's why he was making statements. You see, I didn't even start to talk about it. It's like I will do the same as he did. We know there are tactics before.
Yes, okay.
But the order is, this party never fought for a democracy.
Okay, good blessing.
Please.
Thank you. I can bring you some history books if you would like. Chairperson, my definition of oversight is speaking freely in this committee. It means free speech. It means nothing is off limits. It means that we are free to question people who stand before us and scrutinize their expertise on behalf of the people that we represent. And we represent all of the people of this country. And we should be free to do that. That's real patriotism. Patriotism is asking the questions that the people want answers to. And there's absolutely no way that anything in this committee should be off limits. So that is my definition of oversight. That is the definition that the Constitution envisages. And I'd really be interested to hear another definition of it because I don't know any other definition of it.
Another one, please.
You know, I agree with those members who are saying we are not talking about this thing for the first time today. Because my take is that if we invited an entity to come and make a presentation on their activities, there's nothing wrong with stops us from seeking clarity on the issues that they raise. Secondly, there's nothing that stops us as members of the political community from raising any other issue that impacts on their work. But there's everything wrong in raising issues that are of political in nature that are not relevant to the entity as presented. And I think that's what we're declaring. We're saying, in terms of the issues that have been raised, because it will also be wrong to create an impression that we're inviting entities, we're inviting entities to come and expose an entity ultimately a government that is not doing this in the correct way, as Honorable Davis is doing. We're inviting entities to try and assist them to improve on the ones that they are doing. That's my thing. But every time the meeting gets out of hand, is when there's an issue that is being raised, which is very irrelevant to the presentation that is being made. And in my own assembly, that is not what oversight entails. Oversight entails asking clarity, seeking questions, commending them on what we think they are doing, on telling us what we think they are doing right, so that they are able to improve. And also making them account on where certain things did not go well. And that's what we're supposed to be doing. This meeting started on a very good note. It's only almost got out of hand when it started to bring in issues which are of very political nature. And in a way, I also have issues that are not happy with from the conduct of the DA outside this forum. And I've always been trying to manage myself so that I don't raise them to this forum. Because this forum is very irrelevant for each of those nations. I have issues that I'm happy with the DA in terms of what they're dealing with other issues outside this forum. But I'm saying, this can't be the correct problem for me to raise those issues. So he's taking advantage of bringing other issues that he's not happy with in terms of how the ANC deals with matters, something that will never stop the ANC from handling some of these issues. He also wants to bring these issues to bed, which is wrong. And I'm saying, Chairperson, in my own assembly, we are inviting entities here to come and account on their wrongdoings, on good, on areas where they are doing quite well, we're able to commend so that they are able to improve on the work they're doing. That is how I understand these issues. But my honorable member here is not assisting us, and as I said, this is not starting now. Thanks.
Thank you.
Kalako.
Thank you, Chair. You know, again, I find it very surprising, this nation of honorable James, of patriotism. Of course, he speaks true to what his party is, the DA. Patriotism can be nothing else except being loyal and committed to your country, to your development of your country. He's coming now with a new definition. And, you know, this constitutional, you know, there's this thing in South Africa, which the white community in particular seems to forget. Many of them in their millions, year in, year out, after elections of 1948.
Are you going to allow the member to make racial generalizations about South Africans in this committee, in this parliament?
No, I'd like you to rule on that, please. We have it even in our constitution and even our acts, where we are actually classed with terms of blacks, African, colored, Indian, and white in South Africa. So, you are completely wrong. And in fact, this tendency of them of wanting to equate themselves to the majority of the people who have fought for democracy in this country,
who are actually black. He's continuing to make generalizations about a group of South Africans.
Can we allow him to?
I would like to know from the chair if she's going to allow racial generalizations in this country.
That's not a racial generalization.
Well, then, are you going to allow this?
Can we listen to what you're saying? Because everybody else is given space to speak out. Because we need to all see if we have the same understanding on issues.
If he stands up to Jay and say, they fought about what democracy they fought about, when all the years they have been supporting the dictatorship and suppression of black people in this country, for years they have been against their history. Is a history of being against majority rule in this country, which by implication,
I repeat, are you going to allow this kind of racial generalization?
No, I said I'm not going to allow it.
So why are you allowing it?
The member is we want to hear what is the content of what you're saying. Like,
we are hearing loud.
Honourable Chair, how can the Deputy Minister come in for order at a parliamentary meeting? Order, Honourable Chair. You want us to continue this meeting or not? He's also a member of parliament. She is also a member of parliament. Proceed,
Honourable Davis. I am a member of parliament. In case you don't get that right. That's why I said all that. And you must learn to respect other members. You think this other thing is only your monopoly. That cannot be.
Order, again.
And you can't have some speaking.
I can call a point of order, but she can't call order to the committee. There's a great big difference between the two things.
No. You say honorable members, please. Let's allow the member who's on the platform.
You know, if we are going to allow a tendency which Honorable James wants to introduce in this committee, I must repeat, if you want to debate with us as politicians, fair and square, let's debate. In this, when we come to committees, we come here to take officials or departments and even ministers to account seriously on matters of the country. So that by the time we go to that parliament and debate in those hearings, we debate and put measures in place for taking our country forward. If you are going to want to make the committee as it is a plenary, then we are going to be in a problem. You want to come here and want officials to put their personal opinions on issues, Then what question you ask an official with the minister, censor movies, books, etc. There are questions, there are a lot of questions to officials coming from PA. Why don't you call the minister and ask the minister directly? So say to me, you know, he talks about free, what does he know about free speech? When these people for years have been suppressing us in this country. What does he know about free speech? We are actually victims of that. People suppressing, they were suppressing free speech in this country for centuries. For centuries. Now he comes and tells us about free speech. You know, there's this other distortion. Which sometimes, they enjoy, of course, it can be enjoyed, it can be put by themselves and their press, print media. That's who then fought for democracy as ANC. Oh, the life. Suzman was against majority rule in this country. Was against one person, one vote.
Once she fought for qualified franchise.
Hence, throughout he stood firm against campaigns of the ANC internationally.
That's not a point of order. Are you going to allow this member to impugn the integrity of a former member of parliament?
Now he comes here, he comes here, you want us to believe that, no?
But you are doing that. You are allowing it. You've allowed everything that you say.
Honourable member, they allowed you to say what you wanted to say. Leave them to say what they are going to say. Whoever ends, we'll at the end agree what is it that is right, what is it that is not right. You have made your point. Allow them to do their point as well.
So you see, his point, his definition of constitutional democracy, he defines something which is completely outside the constitution of this country. That he must come here in committees of parliament and want to involve officials of department in political arguments, in political answers. That's completely out of order, Chair. We're not going to allow that. Completely out of order. When he's got all the access to go to departments without permission of anyone and engage officials on issues he wants to raise, even to ministers. Now he wants to turn the committee into another thing. So to me, Chair, I don't think this will take it lightly. It's something which we must begin to be firm in this committee. He can go out screaming over the roof, we must be firm. No officials must subject them to political discussions here. So the very judges will go outside and say, those officials are ANC officials. That's what he wants to create.
Are you repeating? Are you saying other points that you didn't say?
I'd like to respond to some of the allegations leveled against me, please. I'll be brief.
Okay.
I just want to say that it's a pity that we got to this point in our committee, because, you know, when people start to play the race card, you know that they've lost the argument. And there's no real good arguments here. It's just a whole lot of racial allegations here in this committee now. You know, Hilary Swisman once said, when she was standing up against the National Party government, she said, it's not my questions that embarrass South Africa, it's your answers. And that is what we're seeing here today. This committee seems to be embarrassed about the potential answers it could give from officials. And that's why it's trying to close them down. I would really hate to see history repeating itself, because we must stand up for freedom of expression, we must stand up for freedom of speech, and we need to make this committee an open forum where we discuss anything that we like on behalf of the people that we represent, which is all South Africans. Now, we should be free to ask officials any questions we like. It is up to them how they answer those questions. But you cannot rule the questions out of order. It's up to them to answer how they see fit. If they don't feel comfortable answering the questions, then it is up to them to say that. But we can't prevent questions themselves from being asked and ruled out of order.
Any other person? Okay, in the light of all that. Deputy Minister?
Thank you, Chair. I just want to say as we embark on the process of doing oversight over a portfolio that you're given responsibility over, it's also important to note that, for example, myself, I don't see anything wrong when you ask questions, but in the right platform, any question that one feels really useful, that is related to my work, of course. Don't you ask how many times do I sleep? That's none of anybody's business, but well, that is related to my work. But in the other platform, because if none of them cannot call us to say, then come to the consular committee, respond to those questions. They can write questions to us, maybe with these, I don't know if we have tried to, because we couldn't come, and they can write questions to ourselves in the department, or they can use their house. Because there is a platform there in us, and then they ask all the political questions. Because I know, because for now, we see ourselves on the other side. But the issue is that the reason that will lead to us having a dysfunctional state is when we try to bring officials to something that they are not responsible for. As I was saying earlier, I just want to plead with all of us as politicians. I know it's good to get publicity, you get separated tweets and all that about whatever that you said, whilst at the same time we are saying we have a responsibility that whatever we do and say, that does not divide our country. But whilst it's not dividing the country, but also does not disrespect anyone. Because, Che, to think that people have monopoly over wisdom and others don't have, also is wrong. It's wrong. But then it's important, as I said, that members can ask whatever they want to ask in relation to other work that we do, especially as the executive, but use the right platform. I repeat, Chair, no member of the board or officials will be able to respond to the question of the decision taken by the president. Nobody, doesn't matter who you represent, whether you're A or DA, you represent 50 people or 1,000. Those officials will never be able to respond to that question. There's the house there, President Zuma doesn't come to the house. If one wants to question that, people must ask President Zuma, not to ask the officials. That I don't care whether it's next year, next month, or whenever day. And honorable members, I will stand by that. And we know deep down in our hearts that we're just playing the game of politics. And I'm saying it's fun that we play the game of politics. We're all politicians. But let's not involve the officials. That's all I'm pleading for. Thank you, sir.
Chairperson, I've raised this issue a number of times today, but I'd just like you to record our objection to the Deputy Minister coming here and telling us how to run our business in Parliament. She's not a member of this portfolio committee. She's a member of the executive. But she feels she can come here and tell us how to conduct our business as parliamentarians. Now, that should be an affront for all of us. And it should cross-cut parties, because it's about the executive and the legislature. And we really need to keep that divide, and we can't have a situation where the minister comes here and repeatedly tells this committee and tells you, Chairperson, how to conduct the business of this committee.
Okay,
Chair, thanks. At the same time, if you listen to Davis, it's Honorable Davis, is testing our patience. If I am him, I was going to say that I withdraw, because really, to raise political issues. He can raise many things now, but he heard that to raise a political issue to officials is uncalled for. Number two, he must not hide by this thing of freedom of speech. No. Are we allowed to say go to hell in this meeting? So because I've got the right to talk or to normal speech, I can speak the way I want. If that is true, you must tell us. You know, whatever you do, you must know that it goes with the decorum of that house. I believe that he knows very well that what he's doing is totally wrong. And he wanted to test whether we are wise or what. And he should not do that because of he has many examples where he saw that we are very patient to deal with issues. but at the end of the day, will be victors. So he should not do that. I'm pleading with Honorable David that here is a committee. We need each other. We must oversee the work that is done by the government, and we must work together. He must stop playing political cards in this meeting. Oversight is all about seeing if they are doing what we mandated them to do, Honorable James. You are my colleague in this meeting. In the National Assembly, you are not my colleague. You are an opposition. So here, you must behave differently than that side. If you want to raise political issues, go that side and resign. Please, that is my plea. Just withdraw what you are doing. Withdraw Honorable Davis, and know very well that even in future, the deputy minister is not here to tell us what to do. The deputy minister has right to say that these issues are not needed here because they are political. So that you would right to ask them, say, don't be a coward. Don't fight with someone who you know that he doesn't have weapons to fight. The deputy minister is here. The minister will come. Then you should ask them those questions, not the officials. Please, just at least this committee. There's no opposition here. We are one thing, is a committee. Then we are asking you, we are calling you to order to say that in the future you must not continue in raising those issues. Political issues, no. And maybe in future check, we are not going to call order if it is the opposition ANC in the committee. You must say, as a check, we are not allowed to raise these issues. And I'm sure, even if we can need advice, we will be advised in that way. I thank you, Chair.
Well, I feel like I need to respond because I've been withdrawn or something. I'm not quite sure what I've been asked to withdraw specifically. But I won't withdraw anything that I've said today. Because whether or not you define us as opponents or colleagues, I'm not going to modify my behavior for you. I'm going to behave in such a way as to hold this government to account on behalf of all of every single South African.
Sure.
That is my mandate. And
that is my more speech. Corporate Davis will go to hell.
That is my mandate, and I'm not going to shirk away from that, no matter what happens. Thank you.
Honorable Tay.
I think we're agreeing on the direction that we need to take going forward. And I'm sure for the purpose of the record of this meeting, as much as we are recording your objections with regard to the approach that we are taking, can it also be on record that SJNC will always be opposed to the DA using our officials to challenge the decision of the authority, including the issue of the president? Can it be on record as well that SJNC will always be opposed to you using our officials to challenge the decision of the executive, including both of the president, and will require you to boycott platforms, including the house that is meeting at 2 o'clock? Can it be on record? Thanks.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I just wanted to put on record, you know, sometimes Honorable David wrote form. He might be under the impression that he's the only one who understands the South African parliamentary system. I think, Chair, all of us here, we agree, we know our position as members of parliament. And we know the functions and roles and separation of functions and powers between parliament and the cabinet. So we are not in on the whole, I'm sure he must not be under any impression that within the deputy minister is a member of this committee. We understand, we know very well that the deputy minister and ministers are members of the cabinet. They account to the president, we account to the speaker here. as the committees. So that is something which we do not need anyone to lecture us on. We know very well. But this goes again with how how you raise things, the respect in raising those things. If when you raise things, you show undermining of an individual, personally, then expect that response from that individual. And that he must not come here and think he's going to lecture and tell you the person. That I don't know whether you have been in this parliament. You have been chairing committees. I'm sure you know surely that in this committee, the minister come as your invitation of a committee. And ministers come here to account on issues we raised. And we are accounting as the committee to the speaker's office and the ministers to them. So this thing of years of time again, tell the minister, tell the deputy minister. It's, you know, it's this mentality of backstabbing, you know. Everything that is dark does not think. I think those days are over.
So, person, on a question, where are you going to allow that? Thank you.
Hello?
What is it, Mr. Malawi?
The honourable member accused me of having a backstab mentality. Are you really going to allow that allow that kind of discourse in this committee?
No, I'm not.
So, Chair, I think you must withdraw that remark.
I want all of you to speak out your mind.
The fact that you are allowing a racial discourse in this committee.
No, Honourable Davis. Don't feed me what to do and what not to do. I'm listening to all your issues. There are issues in this committee. And I'm sick and tired of the committee meetings that from time to time get invaded by others. Can we talk?
No. Honorable Davis. You see, this short memory of yours, within 20 years, race is gone in the country. It's not gone, it's still a determining factor of life in South Africa, economically and otherwise. Maybe that must be a subject of debate in another time, so that will show you practically. That is why you have two wives in this country and two kids, one in Nyanga, Kailisha, and Lala, the one here, in your chemistry and your Christians. So, you know, sir, I was making this point so that I'm sure after this debate, there must be no one who accuses you when you rule people out of order. Because you have given us time to speak our mind, but we must respect our rule, and I insist we are not going to allow members of EA to come here and want to turn a committee to a plenary session with officials, not with us. We are not going to allow that.
Honorable Davis?
Thank you, Chairperson. I think there's a very easy way to solve this conundrum, which isn't really a conundrum at all. All we need to do is find the rule in the National Assembly rulebook that says that some questions to officials are allowed and other questions are disallowed. And then we can just work out what the limitations are that we can place on the questions that we ask people who stand before us. That's all we need to do. Chair, I'd really like your guidance on this. If you could point us to that rule that says we must impose limitations on the questions that we ask officials and exactly what those limitations are. And then we can resolve this whole issue right now. Thank you.
Yeah. Honourable members, after you have said all what you wanted to say, open your mind, I think I also have issues to raise. I did run other committees, and we did have issues. There will be DA, there will be Hope, there will be MC, and there will be issues. There will be differences, but I've never seen them made in the way they are in this committee. I believe something is seriously wrong here in this committee. If we're going to proceed and continue the same way, where we make ourselves, making ourselves in front of officials, as members of parliament, I have serious reservations. We cannot run a committee that way, where every time we become like Popeye in front of officials, I'm really sorry. We did have differences, you know, in the committee where we had, but we knew what oversight is at the end of the day. And there was one thing which we united about was, we are parliament, we are members of parliament. We used to unite in terms of doing oversight, which is our core mandate. Yes, politically, there would be differences politically, but we wouldn't really sort of surface them in a way that creates a collapse of the committee, because we still need to deal the committee. I need to raise two things which I'm really not comfortable with. I am completely comfortable with free speech. If there's any suspicion that I'm not, you know, I'm completely surprised that we're comfortable. If free speech diverts the work of the committee, what kind of a free speech is that one? Should we smile and laugh and really joke about that kind of person? If it diverts the work of what we are getting salary for, we're paid for, what kind of a free speech is that one? I have a problem if the free speech diverts what we've agreed, we've said this is our program, this is what we're bringing into the committee. Once it diverts that, it's no longer free speech for me, it's something else, you know. I'm appealing to the members that let's deal with oversight appropriately. Let oversight be oversight. If we have political issues, let's deal with them politically in a proper manner before we politicize. There's an element of underlining as well in this committee. The chairperson doesn't exist. There's something like co-chairing, you know, or maybe I'm a facilitator. I'm not recognized as a chairperson in a sense of an offer. It does match, but sometimes I'm even told what to do, which is not correct. I want to give some of the things that I think they're also undermining. If we have a government that has departments and they have names, and names are, new names that are not known are emerged within the committee where officials are expected to respond, I have reservations with this wrong. For an example, the issue that emerged today of the Department of the Minister for Propaganda is wrong. We don't have it. It's not correct for us to insist on calling names that come from us simply because we have opposition or we don't want to put the committee in disrepute. It's not so correct. If the department is Department of Communication, please let's use the honorable members. Please make my work easy by doing the right things. You can oppose, you can come up with mechanism, it's not a problem, but please don't start coming up with names that we don't know. Once you say Department of Propaganda or Minister for Propaganda, what must I say? I don't know about that. There's no, let's go to the Constitution, let's go to the Constitution. There's nothing called the Department of Propaganda, unless if deliberately I'm undermined, you know, by ways of a different name are being called. And how do you expect the officials to ask our own names that are only originated by ourselves? Should we all come up with our own names? And what time are we not running down this parliament? It's completely unfair to me when I'm seated and sharing. The issue of calling names that are not there, I don't accept it. Honourable members, please help me there. It's wrong, it's unacceptable, and it's undermining to me because I don't know those things. What must I say? And immediately I call order, it's like I'm picking lines. No, please, let's not do that. The other issue is that many attempts are often, of course, political things do come. I remember the first time when we had a discussion about the proclamation, and the officials were asked political issues. I didn't say that some of the things can be answered by ministers because they're political. And that is why I want most of the time, when we have political meetings, we have ministers so that they take the political part. But it looks like now we're becoming perpetually political. It's no longer oversight, but we're becoming perpetually. I believe that, you know, let me warn that let's not just members of parliament run down our committee. Let's allow our committee to do oversight. Let's allow this committee to become the committee of communication as it's supposed to be. Immediately, we every time want to trash one another, you know. It reduces the committee, it reduces what we're supposed to do. We end up not doing oversight. Sometimes we are things that we're supposed to ask. The department leaves without asking because it's all about ourselves and our political height, which is not so correct.
I therefore want to appeal to the members that going forward, issues that we debate, let's present them properly. I will give you an example. The issue of the proclamation, I know that now it's subject for debate. Possibly we need a discussion around that. Those who are not happy about how the departments are proclaimed, let's subject that to a political discussion, engage with the political and talk about it. The issue, yes, of separation of powers should always be mentioned. Of course, we do have the executive, we have the members of parliament, and we have the judiciary, as we all know, and all have different roles. Of course, many times I found a committee meeting which could not really proceed, but we were supposed to conduct oversight, but matters were in court, and the issue was that we can't answer because the issue is in court. So in other words, the issue of the separation of roles should be subjected to debate as well. I think we need to clear those issues, the separation of powers, who plays which role and how, but it's a matter, it's a political matter that needs a debate. Those are the issues. I'm actually identifying the ones that have noticed for my fact. Members can raise them. I am telling you, honorable members, the way we conduct the committee embarrassing me. I must be honest. I'm getting embarrassed. We had differences in our committees as members from various parties. We had to approach things differently, but we never reduced to this level. We're sleeping very low, and I take serious question. I'm requesting, I'm appealing to members that start to do oversight, as oversight. That's my appeal. And can I be allowed to be the chairperson at some point? Can I speak to the other matters that you said to discuss, unless these members want to respond? Okay, thank you, honorable members. We still have some other two issues that we need to deal with. Can we quickly deal with minutes? Because we also have to deal with the issue of the SABC chairperson. Members of the copies, I want to take you through the minutes. I set it to the minutes of the 2nd of September 2014. They were held in committee room 454. Okay, if there is any issue on page 1, can I bring that? Page 2 of the minutes. Page 3 of the minutes. Page 4, and if there are no corrections, can the members who are present in the meeting and move for the adoption of the minutes? Honorable Dogen is moving for the adoption. Any seconder? Seconded by Honorable Gekane. Thank you very much, honorable members. The minutes have been adopted. Can we then come to the final issue, which I have initiated at the beginning of the meeting, that we need to also discuss about the SABC chairperson, the matter that has been raised and that has been... Oh, I'm sorry, I don't remember. There is also the issue of the first thing. Okay, honorable members will recall in our programs when we looked at dates that Parliament has afforded us a week of committees where we can deal with the matters of oversight or other committee issues that we need to deal with. And therefore, because the strategic planning session, we cannot deal with it in a day's time. It needs 2 days, 3 days. We have try to do a planning which wants to propose to the committee and would like members to see if they can be able to accommodate that. We had to take 2 days where we can embark on strategic planning session and thereafter allow the parliament staff to go through the reporting process, and then we can use the 3rd day to look into the report and engage and debate and see if the report is what we can own as a committee work. And therefore,
But what we were suggesting is that if we take the 22nd and the 23rd, because the 24th is holiday, we take the 22nd and 23rd for strategic planning, and then we can be able to take the next committee meeting for our report, which will be the next week. No, because the strategic planning, we are not going to hold it around Parliament. We are going to look at a venue outside, as advised by the Chair of Chairs, where we will be able to look into issues in detail. But what we'll be doing with our strategic plan is to come up with an oversight plan for tentatively a period of 5 years, which might not really reach properly because Parliament is still undergoing its own thing of a strategic plan, but an annual one, which we can be able to reach appropriately based on the outcome of what we agree on as members of Parliament. I therefore put this as a proposal of what we have actually looked into, and I'll give the members to give me a direction rather than giving us a go-ahead so that we can then, with staff members, be able to deal with the logistics as early as now with the dates that have already proposed. Honourable members. Honourable Davis.
Thank you, Chair. Is it possible to circulate the draft programme for this planning session before we commit? Thanks.
Okay. Yeah. We can circulate the program, which is not necessarily finalized. We can circulate it as early as tomorrow for members to just look at it. But we need to then get a confirmation of dates. If there are other issues, members will be free to raise those issues along the way. And if along the way members think that we can't sort it, they'll raise it. But you can start to do the things you apply, you know, the application process and to confirm various process and so on and so on. But nonetheless, in terms of the content of the strategic planning, we did have a draft which you can image by today or by tomorrow after our meeting. Yeah, by lunch hour tomorrow, and with the comments on that, which we can be able to circulate. We can commit that by lunch tomorrow the draft will be out. The draft program from the first plan, so that members know what is it that you're going to do, and then see if they are comfortable with the draft and what we'll be doing in terms of the breakdown and all. And if they have suggestions, they can be able to sort of forward them. Okay. Then if I can request then the members to note the dates on the diary, and then we will continue with the content being subjected for a discussion with all members. Okay. We have agreed on that, right? Draft tomorrow, 22nd and 23rd. 24th is the public holiday. Okay. Can I proceed to other matters, honorable members?
Yes.
It's a long committee meeting this one. Honorable members, I'll just sum up. We'll be discussing the issue of the SABC chairperson, board chairperson, and a part of it is that members will remember that I had been elected to bring to the committee, rather than being we were still working on other issues. Normally, it becomes better if one brings, you know, if you have done groundwork and bring to the committee that we have done this and let the committee decide. If you just bring an open discussion which doesn't have a head and a date, it makes the discussion become prolonged or take a different tangent. So part of what I was trying to indicate to members is that we were still picking up the responses as per request, because the request did come from DA as well. It was a matter that came on paper, but it actually reached the desk when the DA requested that we deal with the matter. So I'll actually take the members through this. If they want it, text and send to them. Can commit that to send it to the members.
secretary to the committee will be able to Spanish members. I'm raising this in order for the committee to indicate their opinion on the matter. After there were allegations on the newspaper as one, and after there was a request put by DA on the table, on the 30th of July, there was a correspondence that came from the chairperson of the committee to the SACC board, giving a deadline of the 12th of August to respond to the allegations and the matter that were raised. On the 11th of August, Mrs. Chabalala, who is the chairperson of the SACC board, wrote back to the chairperson of the committee requesting an extension. On the 14th of August, on 2014, I wrote to Mrs. Chabalala granting the extension till the 26th of August, 2014. Obviously, members here will recall that there were requirements. It was the issue that relates to her qualification, which, when it was raised, went to the file. We checked in the file, and we could not get the documents. But what we found is that the member did submit an affidavit that related to the documents that she lost. She lost the bag which had all those documents, and therefore he actually gave her some space and time to recall those qualifications and give them to us, and we had just a clear response on the matter, and it was proper for us to allow her space before we could discuss or talk on the matter. On the 26th of August, Mrs. Chabalala responded but did not provide required information as per our request. I can allow possibly the legal section to also have a word, because they have been really working hard and assisting with all the other difficulties. Because we ended up having to take other routes in order to just verify. The fact that now the letter did not really give us specifics in terms of even assisting us to proceed with work, we realize that this matter is prolonging, and therefore it's not a matter that one can now give, but rather bring it openly and have a discussion as a committee. That is why today we have decided to bring the matter to the committee. But before that, can I request Mr. Nevada, if there are areas that he wants to cover. Otherwise, that is the outline. I haven't been working, I've been working with the institution of parliament that assists on matters such as this. The institution such as the legal stages, the institution such as the HR, and all other, I activated all institutions of parliament to really deal with the matter, because I wanted it to have authenticity once it comes to the board. Now, honorable members said this matter now is at a point where we're neither here nor there, and therefore I'm opening the matter to the committee to have an opinion on it. This honorable Kalako, honorable Davis, that's only two.
Thank you, sir. You see, this matter, in my opinion, has been dragging. And as you say, even the response which you said in the committee, it will be forwarded on the 26th, does not even respond to questions. And even the efforts which you have done when the matter came to public eye, what you could get is only an affidavit about documents lost in heaven. So to me, this leaves us without any alternative now, because we have been waiting for this the proof of this qualification. And I don't know how why it takes so long for the chairperson of the board to actually come with this documentation so that we can see what action can be taken. To me, this leaves this committee without any avenue, except, so of course, if you guide it by the office of the legal advisor here, whether we have that recourse or that those powers. It means the committee must include it with a proper inquiry on this thing. Because we can't get anywhere on the request we've done to the person. And then once there's that inquiry, it will also have other implications of her playing her role on the board. So I think those are the matters which I think we'll have to look at, Chair. Because to me, this is very serious. You can't have the chairperson of the board not coming forward with what we requested, asking for extension, even the extension, but still not responding on a very simple matter of producing the qualifications of documents. Very simple. If I was at UCT, they would give you your transcript of your historical and academic. In fact, I've done that. I was at UCT a long time ago, but I had to go there because I couldn't do my TSK. They printed my academic records and gave it to me. And even the departments which were I was under. So I don't know why this is prolonging this. To me, I think the point of synergy, if we have those powers, let's institute the inquiry on the issue, which will have an application, I mean, implications on her, but stating or remaining as a chair of the board. That's my proposal, sir.
Thank you, Chair. I would like to second that proposal. It's absolutely right that we need to have an inquiry. That's what I asked for on the 14th of July. I've got the CV that the chairperson submitted when she was given the interview. I've got a letter from UNISA's legal department that says she doesn't hold those qualifications. And I think that is the evidence that we need, especially seeing as she cannot produce those documents. So I would propose that we conduct an inquiry. I think the question is not whether or not we conduct the inquiry, it's the format that the inquiry will take and how that will work from a procedural point of view, and also the urgency of it. I mean, it's been 9 weeks until I initially lodged this request. I do believe that we should have this as soon as possible, even if it means suspending other committee business for this. Thank you.
Okay, Honorable
Ogeka. Chair, thanks very much for the briefing. You know, there's one thing that we're supposed to do. I don't want to repeat what Comrade Kalago has said, Honorable Kalago has said. I fully agree with him. Very much can be difficult in this way. I schooled at that technical. Today there is no longer that technical. It's University of Johannesburg. But they can easily get my record. Easy. I was shocked when someone was hiring to say no, they got it difficult to raise the qualifications. I just looked at that person and knowing that she doesn't know me. Man, she wanted to advise me with something that she's not aware that I can know more than the way she advised me. It's very, very, very easy to get those qualifications. So, but I wanted to say, let us be sober in this in dealing with this issue. Nowadays, it's oversight. Honorable thing, it's oversight. This one, you have done. It's what you're supposed to do, not what you were doing before. That's good.
Please, Honorable Kekan, stick to the subject. Leave all those issues.
Yeah.
Completely.
No, I withdraw, Sheikh. I withdraw, Sheikh. My apologies. What I'm proposing is that the chairperson must be suspended with immediate effect until we get to the conclusion of this matter. Suspended with immediate effect. And to be far from where. Thanks.
I think we are getting to some way. You wanted to say something on the table? Yeah.
I'd also like to second the call to suspend the chairperson until we've finalized this. I would also like to propose that we call Nati David Shabangu from the African National Congress to the committee to give evidence, because the nomination form that was submitted with Ellen Shabalala's submission, it asks for her to supply to the ANC her certified ID copy, her CV, and a copy of her relevant qualifications. So presumably the ANC, when it conducted due diligence in nominating her for the board, would have received the relevant qualifications. And perhaps the ANC could supply us with those relevant qualifications. Thank you.
I don't understand what you're talking about. Can you clarify? I didn't get you.
Okay. I have a letter in my position. It is the nomination from the ANC. The ANC nominated El Shabalala as SABC chairperson. And as part of the nomination, the ANC wrote a letter to Ellen Shabalala asking her to provide the ANC with a certified copy of her ID, with her CV and relevant qualifications. So I'm saying that the person who wrote this letter, which is Nati David Shabangu, should come before this committee and show that due diligence was taken when the ANC nominated her to be the SABC chairperson. Thank you.
Well, unfortunately, I can't enter into issues that I do not know about. There is an issue before the committee. Honorable Davis, that's why I get worried. If you go things of proportion, I have an issue that I'm dealing with at the moment. And the issue is about Shabalala. We want to deal with the matter as the committee and deal with it. The matter that you're bringing is news. We don't know about that. Because it did not deal with all those issues. I would like us to finalize this matter. If there are additional matters that we want to bring, let's not utilize the same platform. Okay.
So my understanding is we're going to conduct an inquiry. Now, an inquiry needs to invite witnesses to come and give testimony before the
order.
I'm suggesting...
No. Please, leave the point of order, because we are now debating what the inquiry is to. If we put up an inquiry, let it be an inquiry.
I'm not saying I'm proposing.
No, let's leave it to the inquiry.
I'm proposing that...
You will propose to them, to those that will constitute part of the inquiry.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to advise the members of the particular committee or remind them that the chair is not the
evidence. Point of order, the deputy minister is not a member of this portfolio committee, so I'm not sure why she's speaking now.
Honorable David, there's something that we did not clear. The member is a full member of parliament. Only once you have to vote, she cannot.
Yeah.
But she is, you can go and check and read it. She can't be. That is a matter of just knowing that it happens that way. If there is no lie about it, there is nothing. She can participate. Once we vote, she can't vote with us. You know?
Chairperson, I think that the matters involving the SABC board primarily involve the committee and not the executive. Because we want to shield the chairperson and the board from executive interference. So I don't think it's appropriate for the executive to come and tell us how to conduct an inquiry. That's the point
of the Honorable David, we don't even know what the deputy minister wanted to say. Can we just calm down? Honorable Benny Abraham?
Chair, I know Honorable David has some phobia, but unfortunately, there's nothing I can do. I wanted to advise Honorable members of the Political Committee that, or remind them that the chairman of the SABC board is appointed by the president. Parliament recommends. Therefore, in whatever decision that you take, you must follow that rule that you will recommend the appointing authority. As much as members of the board of SABC are not appointed by political parties, but by parliament, for the people that are supposed to chair whatever that needs to be verified is the appointing authority. That's general knowledge to a grateful student. Thank you, Honorable Chair.
Okay. No. Can we agree that we sit down? The first thing that I want to agree with is that we need to sort of try to deal with this matter. Possibly then we have to take the third of the next meeting where we can sit on this matter. It's a day of the we've got a 22nd and 23rd. The 21st is the whole day. We can take the 25th. It's a committee day. Yeah, we can take that day. It's available. We should just diarize that we're dealing with the matter. But I don't think that we can be able to start saying this is how we're going to deal with it and conclude it here. But we can agree that we all as a committee have to finalize this matter that has prolonged, and we want to conclude it in a proper way. So in terms of how that way will be, let's agree that on Thursday, that Thursday we're meeting, we finalize the matter, we conclude it as the committee.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm coming to David. Part of what we're raising about is our confirmed date of the 25th. Because that date, that's when exhibition is done. That's when we've decided. So possibly what we can do, we can open a mechanism, you know, that if there are other issues that members want to suggest, including if there's an establishment of an inquiry, we need to be advised with that inquiry at HNTS as possible. But what we need to do is that on the 25th, the one that we've identified as a committee, we finalize the matter. Whatever we're guided to do. Remember, we can't say we finalize expulsion, because we can say we finalize recommendation to the president, which must go to the House and then to the president. But we finalize the committee, what we're supposed to do as people who appoint the board chairperson, the board of the SABC. Honourable Sadie, what's up?
I think as we go out of this meeting, must be underpinning this thing the same way. Already there are some proposals in terms of how we can deal with this particular matter. Earlier on, of course, there seems to be consensus on how to deal with this. Because I don't want us to live here and we get a different reason from some of the other members in terms of our dealing with this. So can we then agree in particularly for a concept, we are referring the whole matter to the case they meet? What are we saying? Or are we saying we have made recommendations and we are going to be finalizing these recommendations in the next meeting? What I'm saying, actually, because some of the members have got attendance of the honor of the meeting here and report trying to cause some problems.
Okay, so Honorable Senator, to speak by the finalizing. What we are saying is that having realized that there is no response, there are no qualifications that we have received as a committee, because that's what we can confirm now. We haven't received any qualifications. There's a letter Honorable David has from UNISA where the entire inquiry goes around. We are now going to use all the information that we have to draft a report for the meeting of the 25th as a committee, in order to finalize the matter, because ultimately this matter must go to the House, to the National Assembly. So on the 25th, we don't want to come with a situation where we say we want to consult so and so and so and so, but we want to finalize as the committee and take the matter to the House.
Okay.
Okay. Honourable Davis?
Sorry, I'm still a bit confused, Chairperson. What is the process exactly? Could you just tell us exactly, you know, when are we going to meet and when are we going to finalise? Are we going to finalise it on the same day that we meet? Are we going to summon the chairperson to appear before us? Will there be an opportunity to summon witnesses? I mean, how is it going to work? Can we just get some absolute clarity on that, please?
Summoning, etc. You know, why would you prolong the process if we've got answers? The issue is that we needed some answers whether are there qualifications or not. If we haven't answered, there are no qualifications or there are qualifications. If there are qualifications, then we close the matter. If there are no qualifications, then we activate the Constitution, you know. There are sections of the Constitution. Honorable Vanal, do you want to talk to that matter?
No, that's Chair. I think it is important that we get clarity around the process around the inquiry. The one of the fundamental principles of any inquiry as one envisaged in the current scenario would necessarily entail that the affected individual be furnished with a proper notice of the inquiry as to when such an inquiry will take place, what is the cause of the inquiry, in other words, what the allegation or allegations are leveled against the relevant individual, where the inquiry will take place, whether or not this person is entitled to any legal representation or not, and what the available evidence that is intended to be laid against the relevant individual is. All of these would have to be provided to the individual in question. I thought that perhaps what the chairperson was trying to say is the committee would mandate her to do all, to attend to all of these logistical arrangements, and perhaps on the date in question that the chairperson would report then to the entire committee for the committee to either endorse or amend that particular process. But I must also indicate that because I had proposals regarding immediate suspension, and I think the deputy minister has alluded to the process of appointing. And if there is any intention to suspend the individual with immediate effect, there will have to come a recommendation from the committee to the House, because it is the House that must make that recommendation to the President to basically effect the desires of the committee. I'll leave it at that at the moment. Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Vanna. Can I summarize?
Yes.
Okay. The committee should constitute an inquiry. Well, it's constituting an inquiry. It should happen now. In terms of Section 15(1)(b) of the Broadcasting Act, that is the Act of 1999, the decision of the composition of the inquiry will be discussed. Will be discussed in the next committee meeting, pending the advice of the Legal Services of Parliament, taking into account some of the resources we need as a committee. That makes sense. Do you want to amend this? Any amendments to it? What we also don't want to be found wanting. We need to do something that is proper. We are aware what direction we want to take. We know what we want to do. But let's not just be heads and skip some other things. Let's properly do it. But we believe in terms of giving the chairperson a chance, we've done so. Even beyond. And therefore now, we are instituting some acts that are available in order for us to do a proper job at the committee, so that we have credible outcomes of this process.
Honourable Davis.
Thank you, Chair. I think we're getting quite close to where we need to be. Just to confirm, the next meeting we will discuss the composition of the inquiry. Is that right? Just to confirm, at the next meeting, which is when? Next Tuesday?
Yeah, we can do it, yes.
Okay, so next Tuesday.
Yeah, we do have some items, but we can accommodate that, yes.
So next Tuesday we will confirm the composition of the inquiry.
Let's do that.
And the process going forward. Will we get a written document from legal service which outlines the process for us at the next meeting? And in the meantime, what I'm asking for is a written document from legal services for the next meeting that sets out the process in its entirety, and also that we don't waste time and already write to Ellen Chabalala and inform her of the inquiry.
Yes.
So that can happen today, and I think that all of the members of the committee should be copied in on that correspondence as well. So if we can do that, that would be great. And then the issue of the suspension, as I said earlier, I second the proposal from my colleague that Ellen Chabalala should be suspended. So we just need some clarity on exactly how we're going to take that forward with the House, as you said earlier.
Like I said, I'll allow Honourable Mr. Nevada. Let's not do things to, like I said, that will be found fault or so. I understand the issue of suspension, but if we activate an act, let's hear Honourable Mr. Nevada, what's your opinion?
Chair, my advice is as follows. One, the nature of the allegations are such that if true, they would not disappear in a week's time. In other words, nowhere in South Africa can you obtain a three-year degree and a postgrad diploma in a week's time. Therefore, I'm asking that the committee give the chairperson some time until either the Tuesday identified to come up with a properly motivated recommendation that speaks to the two decisions that the committee seemed to have taken today. Those decisions are one, that the committee would recommend to the Assembly for the suspension of the chairperson by the appointing authority, that is the president. Secondly, that the committee decided to institute an inquiry on the matter. Because all of those must be properly motivated to the Assembly, for the Assembly to make those decisions, which will then be communicated to the president. Simultaneously, by Wednesday, as members have requested, there would be a document outlining the steps that need to be followed in executing these decisions. So I think that's what I can recommend. Thank you, Chairperson.
Can we conclude on that note?
Yes, Chair.
Okay. Thanks, Honourable Member, and thanks for also assisting.
Are we going to go along with the way that Mr. Navarro summarized this? So we are going to recommend to the Assembly that the chairperson be suspended. Is that correct?
You know what, it will defend itself. I realize that issue. That's the reason a lot of days. Remember, we are not the ones who appoint.
We need to make a recommendation. Are we going to recommend that Ellen Chabalala be suspended?
Not suspension. If ultimately we reach a decision.
It's not going to be why we need another meeting to decide that. We have all the evidence before us. She hasn't...
That's why I'm saying not suspension. If we do a recommendation, it will be out of the evidence that we have gathered. And let it be itself once it comes, so that we see what kind of decision we want to take. You know, my thinking that it might not necessarily be suspension. Honourable members, can we conclude it as a note? Mr. Vanara?
No, sir. I think any decision on the future of the chairperson of the SABC board would be taken on the recommendation of the committee. I don't want the meeting to adjourn if there's any misconception that I had advised or recommended for the suspension of the chairperson. I did not. This is an issue that emanated from the discussions from the members. So all I was saying is if the members want to take those decisions, if summing up, this is how the committee could give guidance to the chairperson on what is it that is the committee expect of the chair on Tuesday's meeting next week. So I have not recommended any suspension. I have not advised on the suspension. Thank you.
But the matter will also come on the Tuesday meeting. We will deal with the matter as well as per our discussion. And thanks for the cooperation and assistance. At last, let's attend the meeting for today. We'll meet on Tuesday.